Not necessarily a vagina, be close to the barn.
Uh-huh.
A chicken pen.
Uh-huh. And would they roost anywhere, or just...
No, because that then would become a chicken house.
Uh-huh.
And a chicken house is generally a wooden structure with slats at stepped up levels.
Mm-hmm.
But a chicken pen would be open.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with?
Drumstick.
Well, it's shaped like this.
Oh, wishbone.
Yeah. What's the word for the insides of a pig that can be eaten?
Well, there's the... You talking about hams and shoulders?
No,
is that what
I'm talking about the
ribs?
Intestines and things like that.
Well, the intestines are used as casing for sausages.
Uh-huh.
I guess you. I don't know whether hog kidneys are. I don't think it'd be eaten.
Well, what are chitlins?
Well, that's your entrails, the intestines, part of the intestines, which are. But they use. Well, I you're right there. But it's been so long since we've had any chitlins that I had even forgotten they existed. But that's right, yes.
Uh-huh. So then you would use that term to mean
intestines. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term liver and lights?
Oh, yeah.
And what are the lights?
It's, I don't know, but if I recognize them when I see them.
Uh-huh.
Because when you pull the liver out, they sort of dangle from the, and the liver is sort of, it's triangular shape.
Uh-huh. So anyway, it's attached to the liver?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the time when animals are given their food? What's the term to mean that? That time when you feed them.
Feeding time, Lola.
Considering say fodder time or chore time.
Uh-huh. Feeding time is what we'd use around here.
Okay. What's the call to cows to get them in from the pasture? You ever call the cow?
Uh-uh. They always come up.
They know when it's time to eat.
Yeah.
What do people say to a cow to make it stand still for milking?
Sookie. So sookie.
What's it called for horses on mule to make them go left or right in front?
G and haw.
And G is which way?
G is left and haw is right.
Okay. What's it called for horses to get them up from the pasture?
I don't know. Never heard.
Okay. What does the person say to a horse to make him start moving?
Get up.
And to make him hurry up? To make him speed up, will you say the same thing? To make him...
Yeah, get up, get up, get up. I've never heard of another word.
Okay. What does a person say to a horse to make him stop?
Whoa.
And to make him back up?
Well, you just pull on him.
I've never
heard of an expression to go with the pulling up of the reins.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's it called to pigs at feeding time?
Whoopee, whoopee.
And what's it called to sheep to get them in from the pasture?
Well, now that I don't know.
Okay. What's it called to chickens at feeding time?
Chick, 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 chick.
And to get a horse ready to take him out, a person has to what him?
Unhitch him.
Well, to get it, well, now to...
Unharness him.
No, well, when you're about to take him out into the field. I mean, when he's been in the barn. And he's... when you're about to put the harness on him, what do you call that? Do you say harness him up or rig him up or gear him up? Or?
Hitch him up is what we've always... And if he's standing, you say unhitch the horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you mean that would be to take the